The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, October the 3rd. Good to have you with us today. I've got a couple of people making their first appearance on our show, and I think this is the first time we've actually talked about this organization on Radio Friends, and that's Butterfield Youth Services. We had a long relationship on Pepper and Friends with Butterfield Youth Services, and my good friend Ellie Butterfield, who was supposed to be here today, but she's just a little bit under the weather, so she couldn't make it. But we have Leslie Houston, who is a board member at Butterfield. Good to have you here, Leslie.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having
us. And I love that bright smile you've got on your face.
You.
And Bob Stewart, who is development director. Now, this is a very special time for Butterfield because you're celebrating 50 years in existence. Started 50 years ago with Tom Butterfield, right?
That's correct. Tom Butterfield started Butterfield Youth Services around February 1963, and the story goes that he worked for the State Mental Hospital in Marshall, Missouri at that time as a college student at Missouri Valley College, and he found that there was a need within the state hospital for orphaned children who really did not have any sort of mental illness. They just had no one else to care for them. And that is how the agency began. He actually sought legal custody of a young boy and another one, and it just snowballed from there. And now Butterfield Youth Services is a full-service agency. We can sleep up to 69 beds.
Yeah. And what is so amazing about it all is that he started it with one boy. It started because of love. And Butterfield is filled with love still today. Because how many people have you helped over the past 50 years?
Oh, exactly. And the numbers, I'm sure, are somewhere in a computer system, but I couldn't even begin to quote how many kids have been serviced over the years, because not only do we service the kids that live with us, but we also service day treatment children that are from local school districts who need just a little extra help and can't function within a normal school facility or school setting.
Right. So how many school districts are you helping out on that?
Right now we're helping approximately 5 school districts, but it's, you know, ranges up to 8 or more.
Mm-hmm. So as far as 50 years looking back, you've had some celebrations and there are some celebrations still coming up, right?
That's correct. The first celebration of this 50th year was our gala in February. We did a Valentine's Day gala to kind of kick everything off. It was our third annual gala, and that is going to be something that we will continue. So if anyone is ever interested in supporting Butterfield Youth Services while also stepping out for the evening with their spouse or another loved one that they would like a nice meal and some nice entertainment, we would love to have them for the Valentine's Day gala. And then for the rest of the year, we've done just several small items to encourage people in the community to get involved, and to also just an outreach campaign just to get people involved and let them know what we're doing.
Yeah. And a lot of people may remember the movie. It was a CBS television movie that was made back how many years ago?
It was made in 1981, made for TV, Sunday night family movie.
Yeah. And the name of that movie was?
The Children Nobody Wanted.
And this was Tom Butterfield's idea. He went out to Los Angeles, out to Hollywood. He pitched it to producers. He convinced them that they should do a movie. They came to Marshall, Missouri, and produced this movie for CBS television.
They did, and used lots of local extras. So we have lots of famous people living in Marshall now.
Yeah, yeah. It's never run in a movie theater, but it's been shown on television. It was shown on the CBS network, I think, a couple of times.
Yes.
But you're having a world premiere in the theater.
We are. At the local movie theater in Marshall, we're having the premiere of the movie, The Children Nobody Wanted. And that will be on Thursday, October 17th, so in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we're actually starting the evening with a 50th anniversary celebration. This is kind of our end of our 50th year wind-up celebration. And so we are having wine and hors d'oeuvres and door prizes in a tent set up across the street from the movie theater. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have the red carpet.
So that will be on Thursday, October the 17th. What time?
At 5:30 p.m.
The movie will be screened at 5:30.
The pre-movie.
The pre-movie festivity,
right,
at 5:30.
The hors d'oeuvres and wine will be at 5:30.
Okay.
And then the red carpet will roll out about 6:30, and we'll move everyone over to the movie theater at that time for the actual showing of the movie.
Okay. All right. Bob, do you want to add anything to this?
Well, I just want to say that we've had a wonderful time during this 50th year. Leslie mentioned the luncheons that we've been having once a month. We've been having a community outreach luncheon. What we found is there are a lot of people who lived in Marshall or Saline County when the Boys Ranch started. And when they think of Tom Butterfield's Boys Ranch, that's still what they think of. And now they're finding out we do much, much more than that. We serve many more kids than that. And when we do this wrap-up, it's going to be a great, fun time. But the next day, there's still going to be 15,000 kids in the custody of the state of Missouri.
Right,
and they're still going to need a place like Butterfield.
And for Central Missouri, Butterfield Youth Services is the place. And I mentioned we had a long relationship with Butterfield on our television show with Ellie Butterfield. And I so wanted my friend Ellie to be here today. And because she's under the weather, she couldn't come. But I spoke with her yesterday, and I said, "Yeah, what do you want me to say for you?" And she said, "Please." And I want to make sure I get this right. Ellie's a sticker.
Ellie's going to listen. She's listening.
Ellie said, "Please tell all of my friends that I think of them every day, and I know they're as excited as I am to celebrate Tom's 50th anniversary. Just look and celebrate with me and all the children's lives that have been touched. It's called everlasting friendship." And that's a word from my friend Ellie Butterfield. And I tell you, when I talk to that woman, she just about brings tears to my eyes because she is so emotional and so caring about Butterfield Youth Services. If people would like to help out, what can they do?
Well, if anyone would like to help out, we would love to hear from them, of course. They could contact Bob, is the development director at Butterfield Youth Services, and that phone number is 660-886-2253.
Okay, or on the web?
Or they can also look us up on the web, which is bys.org. Mm-hmm. And Bob's right-hand gal is Joni Coble, and she is absolutely wonderful. So if you can't reach Bob, and
you can reach Joni.
You can reach Joni.
Okay.
And we would love any support we could get.
All right. Leslie, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
And Bob Stewart, pleasure having both of you here.
Good to
Ellie,
be here.
Ellie, we love you, and we're sorry you couldn't be here next time. All right? Tomorrow, Larry Brown will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, he's brand new with us, and I hope I get the name right, Sifun Aryong. Okay, he's giving me the thumbs up, yes. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.